Yeah, give me more. Woo! Awesome. Okay, and that was at the Roxy. What do you know? Okay, and who do we have on the phone now?
We have Heathen's Sins, Randy
LaRock.
Hi, Randy. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Yeah, we got to turn that off. We got to expand the size of an airplane in here. All right, that's good. Good. How you guys doing?
Oh, perfect. You guys all...
Well.
So you're actually calling us from your rehearsal space, is that correct?
Yeah, we were just getting ready. We got a couple of new songs. We got three new songs that we're going to play on Saturday, so we're just putting the icing on the cake.
Amazing. Okay, and tell me about your band members.
All right, so to my left here is Gustavo. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, I'm Gustavo. I'm from Brazil. Got in Vancouver last May. One of my biggest influence is actually Jack Black. He's the guy that told me that being chubby and rocking is not separate.
Right.
And that's it. Yeah.
Awesome.
And beside him, we got Keith.
Hey, I'm Keith. I play bass. I'm the newest member.
Hi, Keith.
6 months. Love the tunes. It's heavy metal, but I'm a punk rocker at heart, so.
Awesome.
Loving the tunes and just having a great time.
Perfect.
Awesome. In the back row, we got Tyler.
Hey, I'm Tyler. I'm the drummer.
Hi, Tyler.
Yeah. Hi. I guess the drummers that I'm into most would be Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater, Danny Carey from Tool. They're the big ones for me.
Right on. And then behind me, we got Mr. Julian.
Hey, my name is Julian. I am originally from Colombia. I've been working with Heathen Sins for about a year and a half now, Randy, right?
Almost two, yeah.
Almost two now, yes. Loving it. I hope you guys can hear us over on the radio and hear our tunes. We have a couple ones coming up and then new release coming up at the end of October, and we are super pumped to show the new stuff and the new material for everybody. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be a good show. We're really excited about this.
Perfect. And how do you know Alicia? Did you guys meet already, or
we haven't met yet? And we've actually really wanted to play.
I saw them at the Roxy the last time they played there, and I've been talking with Steven for probably close to a year, trying to get a gig together, but schedules always seem to be misaligned and all that kind of stuff. So when this opportunity came up, I'm like, oh hell yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. And then I remember you got a t-shirt for me, so you got some merch going on as well, right?
Oh, yes, indeed. And yes, I do have a shirt for you. You left too soon after the last one, or I left too soon after the last one to get you the shirt, but we're definitely getting you a shirt.
Awesome.
And we've got two new designs, and they look pretty cool. $45,
yo. So catching this Saturday at the Roxy. All right, thank you so much, Randy.
Thanks, Randy. See you at the Roxy. I'll be there.
Awesome.
Ah.
Looking forward to seeing you guys there. Come on down.
Here's Acid Tears on CJSF.
Bye, Rick.
I'm not afraid to die.
Blessed Tears by Heathen Sins from the album Darkness Falls. All right. And we're back with Alicia.
Alicia.
Yes. So you're going to be playing with Heathen Sins, but let's talk about your past. Who else have you played with?
Yeah. So actually, I do have a bit of a story because probably the top two favorites would have to be Celestial Ruin and
Ophelia Falling.
Ophelia Falling, of course. Yeah, and you know we've all opened for each other and vice versa, right? And I keep talking to Clyde, who's the promoter that we've been working with. Shout out, Clyde! What's going on?
Hey, Clyde Hill
from Magnetized Productions.
Magnetized Management too. He's like a two thing. Yeah.
And I keep bending his ear and bugging him to do an all female metal show because that would really, I think, do really well. And
I think so too.
I've put that bug in his ear, and we'll see what we can do if the demand is there, and maybe we can sell out the Red Room. Who knows?
Oh, I love it! I love your idea. Okay, and we're going to play some Celestial Ruin right now. Here's Lost My Mind, because I'm losing my mind just thinking about, all female show. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, and we are back, and that was Ophelia Falling with Anybody's Daughter. Oh, yes, and we're going to get real with Alicia from Everreal, and she's got some ink going on here, and she's going to tell us about her first tattoo.
Well, it's so funny because, yeah, once you start, you can't stop. Mm. It's definitely the situation for me into getting tattoos. So one a year.
One a year.
One a year, maybe two. Okay. But the first one I'll tell you about that I ever had is on my right shoulder and basically half sleeve. And it's a full wing going all the way from my shoulder down to my arm. And originally, like I was saying before the break here, or on the break,
yes,
it was supposed to be a whole phoenix on my back. And due to, you know, cost, I said, let's just do a wing. And that actually worked out really well. I sat for 5 hours my first time.
Wow.
And I think 4.5, 5 hours was when I start to tap out. But
yes, and then the pain. Was there any pain?
Of course. Okay. Anyone who tells you that it doesn't hurt is lying. Oh, okay.
any tears? No. Okay.
No tears. Just, you know, your hands start to sweat and your body starts to get cold, and it goes into that shock, right?
Interesting.
But yeah, it's definitely got meaning behind it because I was. You know, I've been in recovery, and I've done really, really well, and I've been sober for the last, I want to say, approaching 8 years. Mm-hmm. And so when I got that, it was at my 1 year mark, and I got it for myself as a, you know, as a mark of that celebration that I'm still on the ground, but I'm now picking myself up, and then this is my hope, because feathers give me hope. So
yes, yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You got some birds on the other side. Maybe tell me about all the other little tidbits you got.
Well, the American style is one of my favorite styles, and I've got two of the what's it called, the sailor birds.
Yes.
And one of them has let go on it. And that's the reminder that I need to let go and let God, and give up my will to my higher power every day and get out of my own way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm actually going to let go of, you saw my bag here.
I was.
Yes. And
admiring your bag.
Yes. And it's black, and it's got the red cross here with some studs. And I got this from the rock shop. And that's where you mentioned.
My first piercing that I got. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I didn't even know that they did the rock shop did piercings.
I've got some music news.
Yes.
I was just on the hill I was just on the phone with Clyde Hill of Magnetized Management, and he's listening to the show tonight. Hi, Clyde. And he told me that the last song we played, Ophelia's Falling,
yes,
and
Celestial Ruin.
Celestial Ruin and Everreal will be in a show coming up soon called The Queens of Metal. So keep an eye out there. You might get one more band.
Amazing.
That makes me very happy.
Keep on alert for that show, The Queen of Metal.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Oh, thank you, John. And thanks, Clyde, for listening. Yes. Okay. We're going to get to a break, and then John is going to show us some music from, is it Votov? Votov, I think he's, yeah. So let's get to that break.
Yeah.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Oh, the next song we're going to listen to is called Blasphemy by Votov. It is their second track off their album, Wisdom Beyond Mortal Measure. That was Blasphemy by Votov. And John Duke, he's a bass player on that band. And John is a death metal dad and extreme metal bassist for these bands in town. Votov, V-O-T-O-V, Immortal Possession, and Psychotic Gardening. Google these and listen to metal. Support metal.
Awesome. Okay, so Alicia, where can people hear Everreal music?
We are on all of your favorite social media. We have YouTube, of course. We've got some fun videos on there that you can keep up with us on. We have Facebook and Spotify. We're also on Bandcamp, bandcamp.com.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thank you.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Baby. See you next week.